نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إنما الأعمال بالنيات أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We continue with the advices of Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi with respect to the issue of ikhlas, which is a very, very important ingredient in all our a'mal. Yesterday we discussed the importance of having ikhlas for all the different efforts of deen that we may be involved in. And Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi mentions that unfortunately today, many of our activities lacked the very important ingredient of ikhlas. Whether it be whatever publications we do, whatever effort of deen that we do. And for us in this month of Ramadan, most importantly, many of us would be discharging some sort of zakat, some sort of sadaqah, lillah, khairat. It's very important that we bear in mind that we should always be doing it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes we have a hidden intention lurking within us when we discharge some lillah or sadaqah, that perhaps this person may assist me in some way, or this organization may stand for me in a particular way, or if I need any help in the future, then this person at least, he knows that he is on my payroll, so to speak. So it is important for us to ensure that whatever action we do it solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is instructing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي. That O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say that my salah, all my activities, my living and my dying, is solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat mentions that who could have had more ikhlas than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This command, this is an explanation and a lesson for each and every one of us till the day of Qiyamah, that we should be bringing ikhlas in all of our activities. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi brings this hadith, innamal a'malu bin niyat, which we have heard many, many times, that verily actions are judged according to their intentions, and a person will receive the reward for whatever he intended. Ulama mention that this hadith is nisful fiqh, half of jurisprudence, because of the weight and the importance of it. And others mention that it is suluthul ilm, that it is one third of all knowledge. Because all of our different a'mal, whether it be with our limbs, whether it be with our heart, whether it be with our tongue, all of these require the key ingredient of ikhlas. Hazrat explains that the best explanation of ikhlas can be found in the lives of our Anbiya, the Sahaba-i-Kiram, and our Akabirin. And we will find that their lives are replete with examples of ikhlas. For example, we look at the story of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, which is very well known, even our young children know this, that he is fighting in a battle, and he has overpowered the opponent, and he is perched on top of him, ready with his sword to remove the neck of the enemy of Islam. And at that time, this person spits on the face of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. So immediately Ali radiallahu anhu, he puts his sword back in its sheath and he moves off. So this opponent becomes amazed and he says that, you had the upper hand over me. All you had to do was just finish me off. Yet, you did a very strange thing. You withdrew. And Hazrat explains that Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu now is willing to be overpowered himself, because this is a combat situation. So he explains to this person that when I was fighting you initially, I was fighting solely for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. And when you spat on my face, then I became angry with you, and in my heart I was fighting you for my own nafs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept an action if it is tainted with any shirk, if it is tainted with any other objective besides his pleasure. Now imagine you and I, if we were placed in this situation. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu is willing to give up his life for the sake of having ikhlas in his a'mal. This ikhlas that he had such an effect on the opponent that he accepts Islam. And Hazrat explains that this is the effect of ikhlas. If we have ikhlas in our a'mal, if the speaker has ikhlas, if the listener has ikhlas, then we will see a revolution in our lives. Hazrat then mentions the example of Hazrat Abul Hasan Nuri, rahmatullahi alayhi, a very pious person who was once walking on the seashore, and he sees a shipment of wine that comes for the governor of the town. And the barrels are offloaded and they are on the seashore. So Hazrat Abul Hasan gets very upset and he takes an axe and he starts to break down each one of these barrels. And he breaks down 9 barrels. And when he comes to the 10th one, which is the last, he stops and he walks away. So a person that is there that sees him reports this to the governor. And he is summoned before the governor, who then asks him, firstly, that who gave you the authority to do this? So Hazrat Abul Hasan replies that my Allah gave me the authority to command towards good and prevent evil. Hazrat explains that obviously this is an example and this was the hal and the condition of this particular buzruk. And we have to make sure that when we are calling towards good or preventing evil, then it is done with hikmat and wisdom. Nevertheless, to illustrate the point, he then says that the governor asks him that you broke down 9 of the barrels, but you left the last one. What's the reason for this? So he said that when I was breaking down the 9 different barrels, I broke them down with the intention of obtaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it came to the last barrel, then my nafs said to me that, oh, Abul Hasan, how great you are. What a pious person you are. You are destroying all of these barrels of wine and you are preventing the governor from engaging in haram. So at that point, I realized that my nafs, another intention had secretly creeped in to this action that I was doing. And so immediately I withdrew because it was not solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat also mentions another example, and we've heard this story many times. And when we hear these different examples, as our Hazrat used to mention, that the drip, drop by drop, the drip has an effect on the heart. If a person has to ask, was it the first drop or is it the last drop in the drip that gives the nutrition or the cure to the patient, then you'll say both the first and the last drop had exactly the same effect. If there's a rock and there's water that is dropping on it and a hole eventually forms, and we ask ourselves, was it the first drop of water that caused the hole to form, or was it the last drop? Outwardly, the last drop would have been the one that caused the hole, but both the first and the last drop had the same effect. So we repeat these examples so that it can have an effect upon our hearts. So this example we'll conclude with is that of an abid in the time of Bani Israel. And he was involved in the worship of Allah Ta'ala, and it came to his attention that there was a community nearby that began to worship a tree. So he sets out very passionately with an axe to break down and chop this tree. And on his way he is met by Shaitan, who comes in the form of a very old man. And this abid is unaware that this is Shaitan. So this man asks him that, where are you off to? He said that this is my intention. A community is worshipping a tree, so I am going to chop it down. So Shaitan then says to him that, why are you concerning yourself with that other community? You have got your ibadat to make. You should go back and return to your ibadat. You don't have to worry about that particular community. So this person is adamant that he wants to go, and a tussle ensues between the abid and Shaitan, and this person overpowers Shaitan. And now he is back on his way. So Shaitan then asks him, no, hold on. I'm sorry, but can I not show you something better that would be more pleasing to you? So the person says, okay, what is it? He says, shall I not give you 3 dinars daily? And I see that you are a poor person, And I know that you wish to spend on the widows and the orphans and the poor, etc. If I give you 3 dinars daily, you will be able to do so much of good work. So in exchange for you going to chop down this tree, I will give you 3 dinars and it will come under your pillow every day. So this person contemplates and he thinks to himself that yes, 3 dinars at that time was a lot of money and I could do quite a bit of good work with this. And we find that this is the plot of shaitan. Sometimes we are going out to do a particular action which is very important for that time. And shaitan will come to us and distract us with another good action. Or distract us with something else that may be mubah and permissible. But it takes us away from our objective. So this person concedes and he goes back home. And the first day goes by and the second day goes by and he receives the 3 dinars and he's very happy. But on the third day, he finds that there are no gold coins under his pillow. So again, he gets upset. He takes his axe and he's proceeding towards this tree. And when he's on his way, once again he meets the old man. And the old man asks him, where are you going? He says, I'm going to chop the tree down. So once again, a tussle ensues. But this time, shaitan overpowers this person. So this person now thinks that twice I have overpowered and the third time I'm being overpowered. So he asks, who are you? So that person says that I am Iblis. So he says that, how is it that I overpowered you the first 2 times, but you have overpowered me this time? So shaitan then says to him that the first 2 times you were going out to cut that tree solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the third time, along with that intention, you were also upset and angered about the fact that you were not receiving your 3 dinars. So now, because your ikhlas was deficient, you were unable to overpower me, that is shaitan. So Hazrat explains that we find this person sold this good a'mal, this good intention, for a measly 3 dinars. And we should reflect in our own lives, how many times we engage in different transactions, especially in the business environment, where we are flagrantly going against the commands of Allah Ta'ala. And we have to ask ourselves that, are we selling our a'mal, are we selling our intentions and our ikhlas for a measly few rands? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to all become mukhlis, both the speaker and the listeners. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.